Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're ever moving on up,
we're moving on up
to the east side,
we're moving on up
to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up,
we're moving on up
to the east side. We finally got.
Ah, 655 plus 1,298 times 42 minus 35 divided by 7 equals, $11,713, just what I thought. Okay.
Are you sure you can't come to the play with us tonight, George? It might help take your mind off business.
Oh, forget it, Weezy. If these figures get any worse, I'm going to be getting sympathy notes from my accountant.
Aren't you overreacting? Well, last week you said profits were up 15%.
Yeah, I know. That's because I raised my prices 15%. But in the meantime, advertising went up 22%, equipment went up 32%, and the price on labor putting my adding machine on tilt.
Look, George, you are not alone. Inflation is taking a bite out of everyone these days.
Inflation ain't biting me, Weezy. It took me home in a doggy bag.
Hello, Mr. J. I'm returning the oranges I borrowed last week.
You better return them. Oranges are expensive. It's time you learn they don't grow on trees.
They don't? Oh, Mrs. J., don't you look lovely tonight? Are you planning an evening on the town?
Well, we were going to see a play.
Yeah, Knights of the Longbow.
But George can't go. He's expecting a business call.
Oh, hard cheese, Mr. J.
Knights of the Longbow is one of my favorite kind of stories, too.
Ah, you're a connoisseur of the medieval, eh?
No, I just like stories with knights in them. You know, when I was a kid, one of our only books was a story about King Arthur. Every rainy day, I used to read it from cover to cover. I always wondered what I'd be if I was born back then.
Dead, most likely. You know, there's some nobility in my family tree. Now, you take my great-uncle Claude.
No, you take your great-uncle Claude home.
George, why do you always do that to Mr. Bentley?
Because he's a fool.
No, he isn't.
Sure he is. He still comes back, don't he? See, there he is. Now, hi.
Oh, hello, George.
Oh, hi, everybody. Come on in.
Hi.
We have to hurry, Louise. Ralph is downstairs holding a cab for us.
Yeah, and you know Ralph. After 8 o'clock, you got to tip him time and a half.
And how's my little granddaughter?
Dry for a change.
George, you better get changed. The curtain goes up in 45 minutes.
I'm not going. I gave my ticket to Florence.
Oh, then who's going to watch Jessica?
I will. I got to wait for a call from my banker.
Something wrong, Pop?
Well, inflation is hitting your father kind of hard. And he's afraid if he doesn't get a loan, he might have to sell his cleaning stores.
Oh, no.
That's right, and it's all Lionel's fault.
My fault?
That's right. Because if you come into business with me instead of being an engineer, I wouldn't be suffering like this.
What do you mean?
We'd be suffering together.
Well, if worse comes to worse, there are other places you can go.
Yes, Skid Row.
I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of companies that would hire a man with your business experience. Yeah. Well, take my company, for instance.
Me? You work for you? That's like Roy Rogers working for Trigger. Besides, well, I've been my own boss too long to start taking orders from somebody else.
Oh, look, if inflation's the problem, maybe what you should do is start cutting back.
Hey, you know, that's a good idea. Weezy, we've got land around here that we don't really need.
Well, I'm ready.
Uh-huh.
George.
Just a thought, we...
Hey, we better get going.
Yeah, you sure you're okay, Pop?
Oh, I'm fine. Look, just go enjoy the play. Don't worry about me.
Then you'll be okay with Jessica?
Of course. I can do anything Florence could do, only faster.
Jessica's already been fed.
Okay.
But if she should wake up, just tell her a story and she'll go back to sleep.
Oh, just the sound of my voice will do it?
Sure. It's been putting me to sleep for the past 5 years.
We'll be back as soon as we can, George.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you. Have Bye. A nice time. Enjoy the show.
Yes, okay.
See you later. Bye-bye. I'll be fine.
All right.
Sure, desert me in my hour of need. Yeah, I know how you feel. What's the matter? You sleepy? I'll tell you a story, okay? Okay? Okay. Once upon a time, there was this king named Arthur. And he used to hang out with these bunch of dudes called the Knights at the Round Table. Now, one day... Oh, you don't want to hear that story. That's a fairy tale. How about a real story, okay? Come on over here. Okay? Now, once upon a time, there was this rich, powerful king named George. Now, King George ruled over the Jefferson Empire, which spread far and wide, 7 locations throughout the city, one near you. Anyway, King George had everything he wanted, everything a king could ask for. He was happy, he was satisfied, and most important of all, he was rich. Okay, now, this room looks fine, but I want a whole new floor put in that entryway. And tell him this time I want it made out of solid gold. This silver shows up all the dirty heel marks.
Yes, sir.
Now, there's something else that's not right with this place. Hey, Weezy!
Yes, Mother!
Don't you think this castle is getting too small for us?
Too small?
Why, yes. Why, just this morning I was touring the West Wing, and I got back here before dark. The horse was going at full gallop, too.
Well, you've got to admit we are better off now than when we lived back in the land of Harlem.
Oh, of course.
Remember how poor we were?
Oh, yes. We were so poor, even our roaches were starving to death. But that's all behind us now. Let's feast to celebrate.
Good idea.
Bring in the maid in waiting.
George, why do you call Florence the maid in waiting?
Because I've been waiting for her to act like a maid ever since she's been here.
Well, Florence, what delicious masterpiece have you prepared for us this time?
Well, for you, my queen, I have garden fresh vegetables, pheasant, and your very favorite imported wine.
Oh, hey, well, all right.
I said for my queen. You got pantyhose on under that robe or something?
What about my meal?
Oh, yeah. Would you prefer regular oatmeal or instant?
Guards!
George, she was only kidding.
Wheezy, mouthing off is a capital offense, and I demand punishment.
Okay, you get no denim.
Guards! Guards!
Oh, George.
Jail her mouth shut!
Oh,
off with her head! Well, even though the king did have to put up with stupid servants, he was still happy. Until, alas, one terrible day...
Announcing the royal scribe, bearer of news, and loose change, Sir Ralph the Greedy.
So tell me, Sir Ralph, what good news do you bring today?
A message of the gravest concern, O royal majesty, sire.
Well, read it to me then.
Yes, sire. You know, I don't usually like to carry such important messages, sire, but the minute I heard it was for you, I rushed it right over here.
Oh, thank you, Sir Ralph. One sack of gold to you, then.
I thank you, sire. And it wasn't easy carrying it either, sire. I mean, what with all the cutthroats and highwaymen about, I could have been killed on my way over here.
All right, two sacks then.
Not to mention the fire-breathing dragons, the evil trolls under bridges, the cold moats I had to wade through.
Three sacks and that's it.
Yes, sire.
Here. Now, who's this message from?
I'm afraid it's from a new enemy, sire. He calls himself Inflation.
Inflation, I've heard of him.
Yes, sire, and woe is the man who would challenge him, for he has been wreaking havoc throughout the entire countryside, devaluing the dollar, giving rise to the cost of living, and what's worse, have you seen the sides of the Three Musketeers bar lately?
What does a dude like this want to see me about? Read me the message.
Yes, sire.
Shh.
To King George, former ruler of the Jefferson Empire.
Former?
This is to inform you that what is now yours shall soon be mine. I am Inflation, and you have been warned, King George. So do not ask for whom the coin shrinks, it shrinks for thee. Therefore, you will willingly surrender your empire or watch helplessly as it comes crumbling down around you.
As it comes crumbling down around me. And so the evil Inflation was coming to take away the empire King George had worked so hard to build. But the king was brave and wasn't going to give up without a fight. Thrust, slash, head fake. Thrust, thrust, Bob, we hook, slap, ha,
George. What are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing?
Fighting off senility?
No, I'm fighting off Inflation. Well, let's face it, I can never beat that guy.
Oh, I'm sure you will, George. I've got Lionel and Jenny out there now watching his every move.
Yeah, but Weezy, that guy could wipe out a whole city just like that. I'm lucky if I beat Florence at blackjack.
Well, why don't you ask the Royal Bank for the money to raise an army?
I tried that. They won't get back to me.
Oh, I'm sure they will, George. But in the meantime, I've arranged for some entertainment.
Oh, no, not the royal fool!
I just flew in from Camelot, and boy, are my arms tired. My lady fair is so fat that when she sits around the castle, she sits around the castle. Hello, King Jay, Queen Jay, what can I do for you?
Well, the king is a little worried about Inflation, so I hope you know some good jokes to cheer him up.
Well, King Jay, as a matter of fact, I do know one rather good one that was first told to me by my great-uncle Griswold. So, you see, it's been around for some time. Not Uncle Griswold, the joke, that is. Although, Uncle Griswold was with us for quite some time before he died. So, of course, he's no longer with us. But the joke is. Anyway.
Tell the joke! Wait!
What do you call Inflation when he battles the king?
I don't know. What?
The winner! The winner!
God!
What's the matter, George?
He's supposed to ease my mind of Inflation, not stand there telling jokes about it.
Oh, King Jay, you mustn't let Inflation worry you so.
I mustn't?
No, let me give you three good pieces of advice, you see. Number one, never fear the unknown.
Yeah?
Number two, behind every cloud, there's a silver lining.
Yeah. And what's the third one?
Never take advice from a fool.
What?
George, calm down.
Calm down? I ought to have that fool boiled in oil.
But you can't, George. This is an even day, and thou art odd.
Announcing the good Prince Lionel and the fair maiden, Princess Jenny, heirs apparent to the Jefferson Empire. Or at least what's going to be left of the Jefferson Empire.
There's one thing I hate, it's small aleck trumpeters. Well, 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 if it isn't my faithful son and daughter-in-law back from their scouting trip.
What did you learn about inflation?
Oh, Your Majesty, it's terrible. Half the shopkeepers are going out of business. Prices are going up. The women are haggling at the check stands.
Yes, I fear this inflation has us all by the gauntlets.
But Lionel, you'll help me battle inflation, won't you?
Aw, come on, Pop. I don't know nothing about that. You know, I'm only a drawbridge designer.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do?
Well, you could fight him yourself.
Say what? Have you been smoking some of that stuff with the merry men again?
I say we should wait for the Royal Bank. They are bound to get in touch with us sooner or later.
Oh, Your Majesty, suppose they don't. The Empire will be totally defenseless.
She's right, Weez.
Well, truly, George, you weren't thinking of facing him alone.
Well...
Facing who?
Inflation.
Inflation? You are going to fight inflation?
What's so funny? I mean, he's only one man.
Then he's got you outnumbered already.
Look, you just go get my suit of armor.
You ain't got no suit of armor.
Then make me one! And make sure you make it big enough to cover me from head to toe.
Oh, all right. There's got to be an empty soup can around here somewhere.
Keep an eye on her. If she tries anything funny, give her the rack.
What rack?
The rack of lamb she cooked last week. It's enough to kill anyone.
George, I just can't believe you'd risk your life in a battle with inflation.
I have to, Weez. I am the king.
Well, we could always abdicate.
Oh, come on, Weez, I just got dressed.
Announcing the noble Baron Von Day and his wife, the Honorable Lady Von Knight. Rulers of the land of the zebras.
Hello, King. Greetings, my queen.
Oh, please rise.
What do you two want?
Well, George, we heard about your problem and thought we'd try to help you with inflation.
Why? Ain't you inflated enough already?
George, they said they want to help.
Oh, very well, then. Tell your warriors to meet me at the courtyard in 15 minutes.
Oh, but we don't have any warriors.
What? What kind of help do you got?
Well, I was thinking, George, that if inflation does take over your empire, you could always move to our kingdom.
Yes. We're always looking for good ex-kings with your kind of, experience.
Me? Move in with you? Never!
Well, George, it sounds like a wonderful idea.
It's a terrible idea! Weezy, they got a little tiny castle. The four of us could never fit in there.
George, there'd be plenty of room. Long as you don't bring your mouth.
Look, Weezy, they come over here, they offer to help us, right? They have no warriors, no bloodthirsty soldiers, no swords, no weapons of torture and pain. What kind of friends are you?
What we're trying to say is that it would be just stupid of you to risk your life defending your empire when you could move in with us.
And I'm sure you'll just love our little place, Louise. We have mountains, trees, shuffleboard.
So what about it, George? Is it a deal?
No deal! This is my empire. And no matter what happens, Weezy and I will stay here and defend it to the last breaths of our lives. Right, Weez?
Did you say shuffleboard? Oh, I'm sorry. George is right. As rulers of the empire, it is our duty to stay and protect it.
Well, okay, George. Good luck.
But if you need me, you know how to reach me.
Sure, I just run a pack of donuts up the flagpole.
May the royal laundry put starch in your tights.
Your Majesty, sire, great news.
What is it?
I have found you an inflation fighter.
Who? Who is he?
His name is Sir James, and he has come all the way across the country to teach you how to fight inflation.
Well, don't just stand there. Show him in.
Yes, sire. Show in, Sir James.
Announcing, Sir James.
You actually pay them for that?
Affirmative action. So, you are Sir James?
Just call me Jimmy.
We are about to fight inflation. You know what happens if they beat us? You know what we get?
Peanuts?
Ah! Get out! Out with you!
Oh, but, sire...
Out with you, too!
Right.
Out!
Of course, there will be a small handling...
Guard! I know somebody who's not afraid of inflation. Bring in the fool!
George, what are you going to do?
Well, Wheeze, I'm going to face inflation man to man.
And then what?
Then I'll just do what any other king would do in this situation. I'll try to bribe him.
But...
That was no lady. That was my gargoyle. Yes, King Jay.
Ready me two of my fastest horses. I want you to be my scout.
Oh, we're going camping.
No!
He's coming! Run for your lives! Hurry!
Inflation?
Yay!
Come on, Pop. I'll help you barricade the door.
Okay, everybody get to safety. Fool!
Yes, sir.
You lead the women.
Lead the women, right. Row, row, row. Wizzle, 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 wizzle.
Lionel, get the women out of here.
Sire, you just received a message from the Royal Bank.
I did. What did they say?
Word for word?
Yes! I asked for their help. I want to know what they said.
Sitteth on thy scepter. There'll be no charge for that, sire.
It's him! My sword! Where's my sword? Okay, come on, inflation! Show me what you've got! That much, huh?
Thy kingdom is mine, George Jefferson! Be gone before I strip the very clothes from thy back!
But this is my empire!
This was your empire! Now it's mine!
No!
Mine!
No!
Mine! Mine! Mine!
No! No! Oh, don't go away. Hello, Jefferson Empire. I mean, Jefferson Resident. What? You kidding? I got your credit? Oh, wow, that's great. Well, all right. Okay, thank you. Thank you. I got it. Not that I was worried, you understand. Anyway, well, I guess you know the rest of the story. King George got mad, beat up inflation, and threw him out with his bare hands. So he never bothered the empire again. And you want to know why? Because King George was strong, mighty, and he wasn't scared of nothing. So, how's that? Okay, I'll tell you a regular story. Once upon a time, there were three bears. Mama Bear, Papa Bear, and a big, fat polar bear named Willis.